It's time once again to Ask Dr. Science. So let's ask Dr. Science.
That's me.
Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
A harried parent from Highland Park, Illinois writes, Dear Dr. Science, I've listened to popular music all my life and really enjoyed folk, rock, jazz, and blues. I am mystified by one thing, and I hope science can help me. What is the appeal of rap music?
Rap music is an oxymoron. It's no more music than is the industrial noise of heavy metal. It is, rather, a more advanced way of annoying parents. Psychologists tell us that there's a specific work appropriate to each stage of human development. Children play, adults earn a living, and teenagers annoy their parents. Rap music was actually designed by a special computer program written by a sociopathic hacker who was already serving time in prison for computer crimes. It's been wildly successful in what it set out to do. Business and industry should be so lucky.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Then you do.
That's right.
Mike Howell from Howell, Michigan writes, Dear Dr. Science, what is liquid paper really made out of?
You ever step on a snail and watch that white goo come out? Well, that doesn't have anything to do with what liquid paper is made of, but I wanted to make sure you were paying attention. Fact is, liquid paper is a fungus, a relative of slime mold. It's manufactured in library basements where book rot is collected as it drips from the moldy stacks upstairs. This effluvia is then shipped to Hong Kong, where it's mixed with various herbs, including floribunda, nightbane, and elmers. It's then taken by junk to Minnesota, where it's bottled by bored college students with attitudes bigger than their earning potential. So the next time you buy a bottle, think of all that goes into it.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Than you do.
That's right.
D.B. Abdill from Colorado Springs writes, Dear Dr. Science, what is this substance guff I hear people refer to, and why don't they want any of it given to them?
This is guff. This is your brain on guff. Any questions? For your sake and the sake of your children, don't associate with strangers bearing guff. You never know where their guff has been. Of course, you can purchase pharmaceutical quality guff, but only with a special permit obtainable directly from the FDA. Last time I checked, they only gave out 2 a year, and that was to retired postal inspectors who were doing legitimate research into circulatory problems among sheep. No, if I were you, I'd leave guff to those constitutionally empowered to handle it. Sounds like you have enough problems right now.
Thank you, Dr. Science. Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.
I have a master's degree
in science.